recording now. This is when the good stuff happens.
It actually is, Dad. Start recording.
Books and cats and 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 books and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and
books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats. Have you read this yet?
Welcome to Hey Mom, Have You Read This Yet? The podcast where I introduce my mom to books that I love. I'm Andy.
And I'm Karen.
This week I picked Science Comics Cats because it is the first science comic that I got. Technically it's not the first science comic that I got, but it is the first science comic that I've read.
What was the first science comic that you got? Do you remember?
It was actually Cat, Science Comics Cats, and it was Coral Reefs.
I got them both in the same package. All right.
This book, Science Comics Cats, is about, basically, it's in the name. It's a book about the science behind cats. You're being told all of the science by a cat. Yeah, that's basically all I can explain.
Yeah, it's a graphic novel,
it's kind of fun
because the science is presented in a way that's enjoyable.
Yeah, which I really like. I have so many science comics. The only science comic that I have that I don't like is Bridges, only because of the art. I don't like the art and it creeps me out. I hate it.
Bridges are kind of boring. Is the stuff that you read about the bridges, is that interesting?
No, it's literally the characters, like how the characters are pictured. Yeah. I so want to go get it to show you right now.
No. You can show me later. I was just wondering, is the topic interesting? Do they present the material other than the imagery?
I honestly don't know because I haven't read it because I've been creeped out by the characters.
These characters
are cats. There's an old lady on a wheelchair.
Is this an old lady on a wheelchair? What's creepy about that?
No.
Does she
it's
have, like
the art style.
Soulless eyes?
No,
that
her cheeks are going.
Okay.
And it's just the way that they illustrate them.
Interesting.
Okay, anyways, back to the book.
The characters in this book are cats.
Oh, that you pulled up to the perfect picture.
So they're adorable.
Yes, they are. My favorite cat that they mention in there is the bobcat. I love bobcats.
I love Scottish folds.
They don't mention that in
they
there.
Do.
They do.
Right there.
Yeah, I know.
Scottish
fold. I know. Okay, Mom. How'd you like it? What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I am not a...
comics like lover?
No, I like comics. It's not the comics part that's getting to me. It's the nonfiction that's getting it to me.
It's science nonfiction.
That helps it. That's a point in its favor.
Science. And
the fact that it's a graphic novel is a point in its favor.
Yes.
But it's still nonfiction. And if given a choice, it's about cats, which is also a point in its favor.
Yeah, it really is. If it's about cats, I like it.
Oh, they're so cute.
I
did learn a lot in the book, about cats, which I suppose is the point of the book, right?
That is the point of the book.
Did you like the book?
Mom, I chose the book. What do you think? I'm honestly asking, what do you think?
I think you probably liked it. How many times have you read this book? Three, including this last time?
Yes.
Only three times? I feel like there's books that you've read more often.
That is true.
Did you read it with...
I've read this three times by myself.
I was going to say, I feel like when you first got Science Comics, we read them. Dad and I both read them all the time with you.
You have never read this book to me.
I don't think I have read this one to you.
No.
Maybe Dad did.
Maybe.
There are parts in it that made me think of the dogs one, which I think I read that one to you.
You have never read the dogs to me.
Mm.
We have never gotten the dogs, and I want the dogs
bad. I'm pretty sure we read the dogs because they go.
No, we didn't.
Because they go into genetics in there, and they touch on genetics. here.
They also touch on genetics.
They do touch on genetics here, but I think they go into it deeper in the dog's comic book, and I vaguely remember reading that.
Good.
I
said that. Okay, anyways, we are going to get into the question.
Oh, dun dun dun.
This quiz is called, Did You Really Read This Book?
Did you really read this book?
Mom, I'm asking that question to you. Did you really read this book, or were you too tired to pay attention to it?
I was very tired when I read it, so there's that. Okay, but arguably, as I said, my brain does not retain information from nonfiction as well as it does from fiction.
Yeah. Okay,
so but here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to
do
well.
In this quiz, we are going to figure out, this is like, I'm making this up on the spot.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. This is going to be so fun, and we're totally going to add this to our script.
No.
In this game.
No, we're not.
We are going to figure out if Mom has actually really read this book, or if she was too tired, or too lazy to actually implant a seed in her brain.
I just skimmed it.
That's not what you're supposed to do, Mom.
I am supposed to read it. Okay, fine. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. When I read
we just get into the quiz?
No, when I read nonfiction books, it reminds me of being in school and having to read textbooks. And I didn't
Goodbye.
Like that either. All right, your questions?
First question. You learned that the only domesticated cats are affected by catnip, and no other cats can actually be affected by it. Any other wild cat cannot be affected by catnip.
I think that's false. I think there are... I think catnip works on almost every kind of cat. There are a couple... I don't know if they said which ones, but that's what I think that is.
The answer is... Almost all cats are affected by catnip. Yes, tigers aren't.
Oh, tigers aren't. That's one of the ones that aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't show it, but I saw a thing with a tiger slouching over saying, nopes.
I think they said that, like, the cats that aren't affected by...
Are like, they're affected by other things.
There's, I was going to say, there's other things
like
that have a similar...
honeysuckle.
Yeah, there's other plants that have a similar effect for those ones.
Fun.
And the next statement is...
Bean, the cat that is leading you throughout this story, comes across a new cat, like another cat, but doesn't follow it because Bean is too scared that other cat might hurt her or lead her into an alley and kill her for food.
No, that's not true. Because Bean does follow the other cat because they're like, what do I got to lose? There's nothing going on. And then they ended up being part of a thing. But they were talking about how cats are solitary. And then that was like also the point where they were like, but also they have family and they like things. But yeah,
yeah.
So that's
okay,
not
so
true. They does, Bean does follow another cat.
Please. That is actually fully correct. Bean follows the other cat and finds a whole entire civilization of cats in the alley. They're eating rats.
And opossums.
Mom!
Oh, what?
That was gonna be one of my questions,
oh,
and I'm gonna tell it to you as an extra question
okay,
at the end.
Okay.
So,
bonus question.
Bonus question! Yeah, we're going to start doing bonus questions.
I'm not going to do bonus questions.
Totally
I have a hard enough time coming up with three sometimes.
I'm probably going to do a bonus question.
Okay.
At least in this episode I am.
Okay.
The third question is, you learned that there's 37 different types of cats out in the world.
I didn't read... Okay, that is apparently where my limit of reading close ended. Because I don't know.
Just make a guess.
I'm going to assume that the number 37 is incorrect.
Okay, but then what number is it?
I have no idea.
Just guess a number that's more than 37.
What if it's less than 37?
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's more than 37.
It's 50. Hundreds.
The
50 hundreds. That's a number.
50 hundreds?
That's a number?
Okay, the correct answer is... There's 40 different types of cats.
Oh, okay.
You could have looked it up in the book.
I could, but I got yelled at for looking in the book earlier when I was looking up the catnip one, so...
I know. That's because I don't want you to look up on the first question, and I knew that's an easy, that was an easy question. You probably knew that. Anyways, yes. That was... Are you ready for it?
What is the bonus question?
Bonus question! Bean? Is trying to find food and accidentally finds an opossum, but falls through a hole. They do the steps. We're not going to get into anything the nitty gritty. But Bean lands on her feet, and there's three posters shown, two with tens on them and one with a nine on them.
What? This is very detailed.
Yeah, the last one goes into the nitty gritty.
I don't know what the posters are. What are the posters? There's posters?
There's you know how in some things people, like, hold up things with their point amount?
Oh, okay, yeah.
They did that.
Bean actually ran into multiple opossums. It was, like, a mom and a bunch of babies. It wasn't just a mom.
Okay, that is correct.
But not what you were looking for.
Not what I was looking for.
That is the only part of that statement that I could correct.
It wasn't
a hole. It was, like, through a roof. So they were...
It was through a roof, but there was a hole in the roof.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe 10, and it was three tens instead of a tens and a nine?
Correct.
There it is.
It was. There was three posters held up that each one said a 10.
Nice. Well, that's because cats always land on their feet. And yeah. I did appreciate learning. I think Mark Rober did a thing about it with squirrels, too.
No, he did it with squirrels, and he told him that he had a friend who did the whole entire thing with cats and just told you to step through it.
Nice.
This book is much easier than having a whole entire video that tells you. This is like a 3-minute video.
This would be a pretty long. But this also has giant, adorable cat pictures in it, so there's that.
Yeah. Okay, so, I loved this book so much. I personally rated it a 5 out of 5 hot cocos. It's, I could cuddle up on a really cold day, which it is.
It is today.
It is today. This is yesterday was Halloween, so it's pretty cold. So, I feel like I could just, today, just cuddle up with this book and go in that heating blanket of ours and drink
hot cocoa.
Five cups of hot cocoa. No, not at all. I would be sick by that.
You would be sick. I gave it 3. It's good.
I dislike you now. I'm gonna leave.
It's one of the better science comics, mostly because it's got cats and I like cats, but I don't like nonfiction books.
Goodbye.
So that's why I gave it 3.
I'm back.
I know. I can see that. But yeah, I gave it 3 because I don't like nonfiction. It was a relatively good nonfiction book. It's not like... I wouldn't have picked this up if you didn't tell me to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 3.
Now I know to force you to read every single one of my comic
books. Oh my
size
God.
Comic books.
Please don't do that.
Okay, Mom, you have to read Bridges and tell me about it until the end of this year.
I have until the end of the year to read Bridges? Oh, yes. That's fine. I'll be fine.
Bridges and Coral Reefs.
The Coral Reefs one is long.
They're basically the same amount. Here, I'm going to go get them.
No,
and I'm going to come.
I'm sure it's about the same as this, too.
Yes.
They're not usually that long. But it just, like, when I was reading it to you, because I remember reading that one to you,
you did.
Before bed. And that one, I just felt like every day I was like, oh, I have to read this again.
It goes on forever.
It goes on forever. Very interesting. Like, the facts that came out of it that I learned were really good. But
fine.
It just
was... You just have to read Bridges.
All right, I'll read Bridges. The other one that I didn't like was the Tall Buildings one.
Skyscrapers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't.
I did like, because it was like a superhero.
Yeah.
And his sidekick.
Okay,
I did like doing the voices for that. That one brought it up from Coral Reefs.
Now I've decided I don't want you just to read Bridges. I also want you to read the Periodic Table of Elements because I know you love
I
that book.
Love that one.
You're welcome. But yes, you have
that
to,
one would get a 3.5.
Look at this.
Hot
cocos. Look at these.
They you know who they remind me of?
Who?
In Gravity Falls. What's her face's?
How dare you bring Gravity Falls up in
this? No, but what's her face's dream men look like that? They do.
Like him?
Yeah. What's her face? What's her face? Mabel's dream men.
No.
What are their names? Zayden and Caleb Bruce.
Yeah, they're TV show characters. And
but they're from her brain. They're not real TV show characters.
No, they are. Oh. They are in the thing. And then she is. And then they.
They look like that.
No, and then they come into the real world, and when Bill is killing everybody, basically.
But arguably, those guys could be on the same TV show with them.
I disagree with you.
Okay.
Strongly.
All right, here's what's going to happen, audience. What I want you to do is go and find the Science Comics Bridges. I suggest you go to your local library, because libraries are awesome.
Ignore her.
And then I want you to, if you don't want to read it, that's fine. But you should look on the back or open it up and look at the people. And then you need to go and, if you haven't already done it, watch Gravity Falls. And then you need to email us and tell us whether or not the people from the Bridges book look like they could come from the same world as the Mabel's dream boyfriends from the TV show. Which I can't remember. I really think Xander is one of their names.
Yes, it is Xander.
I don't know what the other one's name is.
I feel like it's Xander and Alex.
No, it's something weird. Zayden or I don't know. So you would not recommend the Bridges Science comic as a follow-up to the Cat Science comic?
Technically, I would, because it's a science comic. I recommend every single science comic. There are so many.
What's your favorite science comic, besides Cats, obviously? You want to think about it? And I can say which ones I would like?
Yes.
If I was going to read another science comic, I would read the dog one. Because it goes into genetics, and also dogs are also adorable.
Okay.
I like genetics a lot. Like,
I also like genetics.
That was one of my...
That's why I want the dog's book. So, yet, we are here without... We are dogless science comics.
We are dogless science comics. The other one that I liked...
Dogless.
Excuse me. The other one that I liked was A Periodic Table of Elements.
I have that one right
because
here.
It's chemistry, and I love chemistry. So it was pretty fun. Also, I liked it because, the main character is basically studying for a science test. And,
spoilers!
It's not a spoiler. It's... Well, I guess you can't really tell from the cover because it looks like he's fighting things. But he's...
It actually kind of
looks like he's fighting and in, some kind of dream world. But then there's the periodic table. Anyways, the whole thing is that he's, studying for a periodic... his test on the periodic table and ends up falling into a world where he gets to meet the actual elements. And it's really cool and fun and informative. I liked it.
I like the cats, the dogs, the trees.
What about the brain one?
Fun. But you want to know why specifically all like them?
Why?
Because all of their author, they're the same author.
Oh, it's the same author?
Yes. And you want to know what his name is?
Something.
Andy.
Oh. Okay, I think you have a little bit of bias there.
Yeah. I know. But serious, I do like, I like the brain, coral reefs, wild weather, solar system, rocks and minerals, volcanoes, trees, I said solar systems, skyscrapers was okay. The brain's fun. I don't care if I already said that. The dogs, I have no memory of doing that, but I really want it. And literally every single science comic. If I like these ones besides Bridges, we're going to get that out of here. is really good. I would suggest it. Right, even cool. Bridges.
Even Bridges. So Annie says read more science comics. I like science
and
comics.
And be nerdy.
Yes.
Oh, that's what I always say.
Oh, if you like the science comics, it's a little bit younger, but it's another book that we have that I think you really like, is Apu, Anu, and You, which is another book that's picture-y, but it has a bunch of different science things.
It is. It's a very funny name, but it's very serious about science, a.k.a. very funny about it science.
Yeah.
There's three different sections. There's the human body. So it's the human body. It doesn't go over everything.
No, but it goes over, it's one or two or three pages about each part of whatever.
There's one, animals in nature, and then there's this last thing, I forget what it is.
It's like a miscellaneous thing for a lot of other stuff.
Another one.
Yeah.
This is honestly, it's a very fun one. The Human Body Theater. I am reading it right now.
It's like the third time you've read that one, too.
Yes. It is all about the human body, like, literally everything. Like, it talks about the guts, the heart, the muscles, the breathing, how breathing works. It's really fun. Yeah.
All right.
That
one's a graphic novel, too, right?
Yes, that is. I really like any graphic novel, really.
Awesome.
Any graphic novel science thing is really good.
All right, cool. Thank you for your recommendations, Andy.
Thank you for being my guest.
I'm not a guest. I'm a host. I'm a co-host.
I'm the host for this one. I'm the co-host
this time.
Just a reminder, you might not know this, so this may not be a reminder.
That would be an Andy exclusive.
This will be an Andy exclusive. There will be guests in the second season.
Yeah, so we've got 6 books that we're reading. This is our 4th book that we've read, so we've got 2 more that we're going to read.
Yep.
And that'll be the end of this season.
And then next season, we're going to bring on some of our friends and their kids who are also going to read the book. And instead of me and my mom talking, and...
In addition to you and your mom talking.
Yes, there will be other people. And instead of me and mom doing the quiz, it would be mom and the 2 guests doing the quiz. We would have an online buzzer.
Oh yeah, we've been looking into online buzzers. It's going
to
be fun.
If you have anything suggested,
if you have any books to suggest for us to read for second season,
really anything. If you like our content,
if you read the book and you liked the book,
yeah. Well, thanks for sticking with us. Join us next episode where mom gets to pick the book and I have to read it. In the meantime, have you read Science Comics Cats? What did you think of it? Let us know at heyhaveyoureadthis@gmail.com. Happy reading!
Happy reading!
Cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books.
I entertained.